You're listening to the Lead 'Em Up Podcast.
Thank you for hanging with us. I'm Adam alongside Leon as always. And man, this is a big month. This is a big month. At the time of this episode being released, we are celebrating 10 years of Lead 'Em Up. I know, bro. It's crazy. It's crazy. And, you know, for us, you know, starting back in August 2015, now looking here at August 2025, 10 years of just impacting young people, building great teams and great cultures, developing leaders. And man, it's been a great, great ride. And frankly, it's been a joy. It's been a joy to be part of. It's been a joy to kind of work with the groups that we've worked with. And this whole month, if you're following us on social media, you will see we're spotlighting some of our championship teams over these 10 years. We are going to be giving away, Lead 'Em Up to 10 schools, 10 teams in our scholarship, where we're going to, you know, you'll see people are able to sign up and kind of share why do they think, you know, they're deserving of the program. Maybe they're struggling with funds, this, that, and another. And we're going to give Lead 'Em Up to 10 schools as a way to celebrate 10 years. We're going to be doing a bunch of little giveaways, but we're really excited about it. Most businesses, they say don't last past seven, right? Yeah. Maybe that's marriage, or maybe it's either or, I don't know, but nonetheless, you know, they say businesses don't last past a certain time, and we're at year 10 and we're growing. And, you know, we look at right now, man, like we're just scratching the surface there. I mean, we're just getting started and there's so much additional opportunity, but it's been a great ride. And Leon, you know, you've certainly been a huge part of that over the last couple of years, but you know, 10 years is wild, man.
Yeah. It's amazing. You know, I've been with you for roughly around three of those 10 years. And, you know, you were starting out in 2015 and you originated in Maryland, home base. You know, home base, taking care of home first. And now you have, you know, roughly over 3,000 teams all around the country, you know, high level, low level, you know, everywhere in between. And man, me personally, I've watched you build a program that literally gets people all in. So I just want to take this moment to kind of pick your brain, you know, pick your brain on it. We're celebrating 10 years and I think a lot to be talked about, man. It's been a long journey. You know, and for right now, I just kind of want to take it back to the beginning, you know, and I want to ask you, if you would, you know, I want to ask you a few questions about, you know, how did Lead 'Em Up start? Like, what was the journey, you know, and how did you get to a point in life where you said, I want to create Lead 'Em Up? Like, tell me about the journey, man.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think this is like kind of very relative in light of the 10 years, kind of go back and do a reflection. And maybe as we kind of go back and forth on this, share some of the things that I think that I've learned a lot along the way and, you know, to kind of help kind of share some valuable lessons to coaches about some of the major takeaways. But man, going back to the beginning, man, it was interesting. It was actually at our alma mater, Watkins Mill High School, where, the mill, man, and just celebrated 25 year anniversary last weekend at my high school reunion of the mill. Crazy. So it was interesting, you know. Watkins Mill is like a lot of schools across the country where they're never at a shortage of talent, at a shortage of talent, man. They got the athletes, but their job is like, and it's always kind of been the dynamic there, but can they get them mentally where they need to be? They got the physical tools, but can they get the mental side of the game? Can I engage in the leadership side and can they win that game? That's always been one of the challenges. And then the other challenge, can they keep their kids, right? To not transfer to other schools and things of that nature. And in this particular year, back in 2014, there was, the coach there, they had talent, but he had a couple kids that, you know, they were struggling a little bit. They didn't have their, you know, they kind of, no father figures in the home. I mean, this is a school that's like 95% free and reduced lunch. It's got some challenging circumstances in that community. And there were a couple of kids that just were really struggling, you know, just without that father figure. And I've always loved just people and try to carry myself as a good role model, things of that nature. And he asked me, he's like, man, is there any way, man, you'd be willing to mentor a couple of the guys? And I was like, yeah, man, for sure. I was like, I would love that. Like, I just love helping people, pouring into people, and started mentoring a couple of guys. And long story short, as I'm mentoring and working with some of these young men, like, the coach would start seeing some changes within them. And as that was happening, he was getting to a point where he's like looking around. He's like, man, Adam, he's like, I don't know what you're doing with these guys, but like, I'm seeing maturation. I'm seeing growth. I'm seeing different levels of intentionality with these young men. And I need this across my whole team. Man, like, what would it look like if all my guys were like showing that heightened maturity and intentionality and all these different things? So he goes, man, you should be like our leadership coach and work with our whole team. And I'm like, what? Doing what? Like, how would that look? Like, what are you talking about? And we literally said, he goes, listen, he goes, why don't we cut practice short every Tuesday at 5 o'clock? You take all the boys from 5 to 6, and I'm just going to trust and let you do your thing. Well, I'm someone that anything I do, I'm all in. Like, I want to be like I want to crush it. I want to knock it out of the park. That's just like my style. And that's why I'm like, I sometimes have to be very selective on what I commit to, because I'm just like, if I'm in, I'm in.
Yeah.
That year, Leon, I just realized, I'm like, all right, a couple things. One, if I was going to impact this team, I needed to really get to know them and what they had going on. So I became just deeply connected to the team, getting to know the boys, getting to know the challenges they were going through, the different struggles on the team. And I spent a lot of time around them. Secondly, I also was like, man, if I'm going to do this, the last thing I want, my biggest fear is that when they see me walking up on Tuesday at 5, that they'd all roll their eyes and be upset that I was there. Mm-hmm. Oh, we got to do this again. Ugh, this dude again. Ugh, like, this is boring. So it was a combination of me going all in on the team while simultaneously pushing myself to say, how can I present this material? How can I reach them? How can I engage them in a way that is interactive, that's engaging, that moves them, that produces a joy in them? Because I don't want this to be a long process. This can't be a painful process. It'll never work.
Right.
Man, Leon went all in that year. And when I say all in, I'm talking like, I tapped into contacts and personal relationships to, I had a friend that was connected to Under Armour. I got a bunch of the boys all new, like swag, like thigh pads and like different things. Cause I was like, man, is there any way I could, you know, work with you to get my boys over at Watkins Mill hooked up? I had like a couple prominent guest speakers. I knew some people with the Redskins. They came out, got a couple other little things. I mean, I was just doing all I could. I was bringing it all. Oh, yeah. I was like all the connections, and man, they had their best year they had in like a decade plus, hosting a home playoff game. It was incredible. It was incredible. Yeah. And after that, the local paper, you probably don't remember the Gazette.
Oh my God. The Gazette.
Remember the Gazette?
Yeah. Yeah.
So the Montgomery County Gazette did a big feature on us on like what we were doing. Because it was relatively new. Think about this. 2014, because that was the first year. 2015 is when we started leading up. But 2014, man, like, for me, this was new. Like, a leadership coach, what's that look like? I graduated in 2000. We didn't have a leadership coach.
No.
There was no culture coach.
Yeah, there was no mentoring. What?
No, like what? 2 days. Go put your pads on. Go get better. You know, like, I mean, you graduated like 03-ish.
Yeah. 03, yep.
You didn't have a leadership coach.
Absolutely not. We had to figure it out.
Yeah. And so for me, this was all new. And so the Gazette wrote about it because this was new. So just anyone listening to this, think about this. This whole rise of like what we're doing at Lead 'Em Up. This is a relatively new phenomenon in the sense we're only 10 years in. Mm-hmm. That's why one of the best things I always love about the story of Lead 'Em Up is not only did we create a product, we created a new category. Right. Yes, we had to build a curriculum. Yes, we had to build the exercises and the training, but we actually had to build a category. This was not a line item on team's fundraise. It was not a line item in an athletic director's budget 10 plus years ago. It wasn't. And it is now.
Yeah.
And, you know, so the Gazette wrote about it because it was new. They were like, man, what are you guys doing? Oh, what? And before you know it, locally, a lot of teams read it, heard about it, and then began saying, hey, can you do that? Can you do that with me? Can you do that with us?
And I like what you're saying, because I've seen firsthand like the impact, you know, building winners on the field. But also there's been a slight shift, you know, since I've been around. I've been watching, and there's been a slight shift, and you've been helping me with this as well. We've been able to shift from on the field to the actual workspace, you know, the workspace as well. And we've been able to shift to, you know, professional development and team performance space, and, you know, working with teams like Chick-fil-A. We got Soldier Fit, Colonial Jewelers, the insurance company, you know, hospitality, commercial, and medical, all the way over to construction as well. And I got to ask, you know, how did you find yourself taking off in the professional space as well? You know, because we've talked about, you know, the team space in school. It started there. That's the journey, but it shifted to the professional space. Like, how do we get there?
You know, I think it's so important to be reminded, like, you know, you've heard us, obviously, and many people listen to this podcast. Like, we sometimes get grouped into team building, but we always try to preface it and say, well, hold on. We're actually people building, right? Because if you build the people will build the team. Mm. But, like, we can't build a great team without having great people first. So it's really this emphasis on people. And because of that emphasis on people, now we do it through the lens of a team, but it's really about the individuals. But so we do it through the lens of the team, but it's really about the people. You know, that has really helped catapult the growth, in the sense that, you know, not only in the workspace, but we also like have a product where we offer our classroom or our curriculum to classrooms to be taught as a leadership class, because coaches who are often also teachers, they were experiencing the curriculum working with their teams, and they're like, man, this would be great in the schools. Man, we need to teach this in a class. And it totally translates, because it's not about like how to build a great football player. We're talking about how to build a great person, how to improve your communication, how to receive other people's leadership and followership, how to build relationships in gold mining, right? How to hold other people accountable in lifeguarding. These are people skills. And believe it or not, to no surprise, man, the workplace is trying to figure this out more than anyone. Right. Wow. They, you know, you think about the green team concept, which once again, that didn't really come into play until right after COVID.
Yeah.
That was around. So like we didn't have the green team in the beginning. Okay. Yeah. But as we've launched the green team over the last 5 years, you talk to any organization, they're trying to figure out how to remove red, sway gray, and build green. Yeah, because they got these red coworkers that are just negative and complaining and bringing the culture down. They got these people that are in the gray, which is, there is a term in the workplace called quiet quitting. Quiet quitting. It's employees. They've quietly quit, almost like they've checked out on their employer, not fully, but partially. That's gray. We just put language to what they were experiencing. And who doesn't want to build a green team? Because when you do, you've got more engaged employees, you retain them longer, you build a higher performing culture, which produces greater results. And as we, the first opportunity that we had in corporate, you ready for this? This was fantastic.
Okay.
It was a tech company based out of Maryland. And I got to know one of the presidents there. His name was Derek Hampton. I only got that because he listened in on his 11U son's lacrosse team.
11U.
11U. Okay. So I was doing lead them up for this youth program called Team Maryland.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have all the different age groups. And I was working with either like the 11U or 12U. And his son was on the 11U or 12U, forget which team. And sometimes when we do the youth, like the parents can kind of sit around, be in the bleachers a little bit.
Yeah.
He was sitting there and I was going through the green team and I was introducing it to him, going through the levels. And he literally was in a moment where his team, frankly, was a lot of grayish and red. Yeah. And he came up to me after the session. He's like, man, I need you to take what you just taught these kids and I need you to teach it to my team. Wow. And that was my first ever one. I said, he goes, do you work with corporate? Of course I do.
Of course, yeah.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, listen, love it. Do it all the time. Right.
Oh my God.
And that was the first one. And then it was in that moment when I realized, I was like, you know, like, holy smokes, man, these folks are dealing with it just as much as the kids on the sports teams, if not more. And you could even go deeper with the professional space in it. And then you get one and you tell some people that you did it and you promote it on social. And then before you know it, like, hey, can you do it with my company? And, you know, business becomes a game of dominoes. And when you get that first one to fall, man, then all of a sudden momentum starts picking. Momentum starts picking. And like the game of dominoes, sometimes if you ever try to do that big domino rally where you have it go around and around and around.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Occasionally you'll have one domino out of place and it'll stop.
Come on.
But then when you get it back going, then it picks up. And there's a lot of moments in early in business where the dominoes aren't fully aligned and you're hitting it and it gets you a little. Couple steps, but then it stops.
Yeah.
You know, and for us, that's what really our journey's been, just trying to figure out how to get that domino rally fully going. And it's gained momentum. But there are moments, obviously, when we miss.
And I want to kind of tap on that, right? Because as we close out here, you know we're celebrating 10 years, and I like the number 10 because the number 10, it represents obedience, right? And I know through your journey of, you know, building Lead 'Em Up, there's been some ups and downs, you know, like you just kind of alluded to, you know, that domino that's out of place, you know. And I kind of want to touch on the ups and downs. You know, you stayed obedient through the process of building such a powerful brand. You know, we're here 10 years and that's the number for obedience. And I just want to acknowledge you for your obedience. But did you ever think about shutting Lead 'Em Up down? Was there ever a moment, you know, that made you say, OK, this isn't it, or that made you, you know, just kind of second guess yourself through this process?
You know, I don't know if there was ever a moment where I thought about shutting it down, but there was a moment where I debated if I was ever going to be able to make it full time. Right. So for the first 6 years from 2015 to 2021, man, it was part time. It was a part time hustle, you know, and I had my full time work and 80% of my PTO was all, you know, to go travel around and Lead 'Em Up and things like that. But my biggest thing was, man, am I ever going to get it to the place where it's like my thing, like my full time thing where I could have a team? That was my biggest thing. That's not like, yes, I had some doubts on that.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't think I've ever thought about shutting it down, but I have had doubts like where can I take it? What's the capacity of it? Yeah. Like, what's it now? My only doubts now are just like, it's more granular. Like, is this a product? Is this particular product within our offering going to last forever? Or should I shut that down?
Is this person
going to be with us forever? And keep pouring into that, or like, do I not? Like, it's more like kind of the nuances here, but man, Lead 'Em Up is, man, it's here. It's here. It's here for the long haul. And I always tell people, I feel like I'm retired, man, because, you know, retirement a lot of times is getting to a place where I want to be able to do what I want to do. Mm-hmm. Right. It's not that like people go to retire and they never work again. No. It's like, I want to get to a place where like, maybe I don't have to work or, if I do, I want to be able to like do it on my card. Like I want to do what I want to do. Right. I say, I feel like I'm retired now because I want to do Lead 'Em Up forever. Like no matter what, I could be 63. And if a coach called me and said, hey, will you mentor my team? I'm going to want to do that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Hey, can you come? Like I have a conference. Will you keynote it? Like I want to do this. Like, for the rest of my life, you know, like, and, you know, and there's other things like writing a book and different things like that in the future, which I've dabbled with and talked with you about, like, I'll be in my 60s. I'll probably want to write a book, you know, like, I mean, things that I'm doing now is stuff that like, I will want to do forever. So Lead 'Em Up's not going anywhere. Never thought about shutting it down, but absolutely did wonder, is it ever going to get me across that threshold?
Because that's
a big challenge. That was a big challenge.
Yeah. For sure. And lastly, you know, I've been able to just kind of see Lead 'Em Up every year, just grow a new pair of legs and kind of take off into a new stratosphere. So you got to tell me, you know, what's the vision from here on out? Like, where do you see Lead 'Em Up going in the next, you know, 5 to 10 years, you know, as we keep growing and growing and growing? Because it's been such an amazing journey, you know, but I know you're a visionary, you know, and you can see it. But where do you see this thing going from here on out?
So I think there is, man, I think at the end of the day, our big focus will be that you're going to see a large number of Lead 'Em Up coaches around the country.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know exactly how many, won't put a number to it, but people like you coming on board have given clarity into the vision. Because sometimes the vision can be cloudy. You're like, you know, what's it look like? Which way do I go? Where do I go? How do I go? All that stuff, right? It can be cloudy. And sometimes you got to work the business to gain the clarity. Yeah. And the clarity comes over time. Mm-hmm. You know, for us, I think someone like you is a great example. You know, where you can go and facilitate the Lead 'Em Up program with the team and they have an incredible experience. Incredible experience. And they want to keep going and keep building. You know, that was kind of a glimpse into the future. Like, man, okay, it's bigger than me. Yes, we have the digital, and yes, there's coaches that can buy access and do it themselves. But like, there's a difference having someone from Lead 'Em Up facilitating it. But for a while there, it was like me, there was Kyle, right? And it was kind of just us. And, you know, you begin to wonder, like, can the lead trainer, the live trainer, be replicable? Can we replicate it? Or is it, no, Adam, it's more just like your unique personality. That's the key. It can't be replicated.
Yeah.
You, Kyle, Kevin, KR, like our regional coaches,
the list goes on,
are showing that like this can be replicated. And in that light, that's going to be the big plan, you know, that we're just going to keep pouring into our regional coaches, hoping to continue to elevate them and give them bigger opportunities, expand over time. And, you know, I think in the future, if there was, man, once again, I'm afraid to put a number on, but let's say, man, a couple dozen, right? Let's say 25, just like rock solid, just dynamic, heart-centered, impact-driven leaders that were teaching Lead 'Em Up, that would be an incredible place. And I don't think it's that far off.
Yeah, me neither, man. Congratulations, 10 years, man. It's been a joy being a part of this journey, my little 3 years. But I've tried to make as much impact as I can within my 3 years, and hopefully I get some more going in and follow this train all the way out, man. It's been a joy, you know, being here with you for the past 3 years, man.
And we want to hire your daughter. I'm planting that seed. I told you that before. We're going to have to figure out how to make this a family affair for you guys, right? Because we're growing and man, people like you, once again, Leon, you've helped shape the vision of where we're going, because without it, there was still a lot of gray, cloudy, lack of clarity, right? But I think seeing people like you come on board and join the team and facilitating it the way you do, not only that, seeing the power of it the way you do, I'm biased. I think Lead 'Em Up's amazing, right? But you come in and you're like, dude, this content is gold. Like, wow, this is fire. Like the way we teach it, how we teach it, the way we build this, that, and other, like, you know, getting those affirmations from people like you and then watching you facilitate it showed like, okay, I think this is the model. I think this is where we're headed. And I think it's gonna be really good. So Leon, I appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
Hey, on behalf of the entire Lead 'Em Up team, we're celebrating 10. Keep an eye on social because we're going to be doing a variety of different things. If you've taken part in Lead 'Em Up over these years, which my guess is if you're listening to this podcast, you absolutely have. Just on behalf of everyone, thank you so much for your support, for your engagement, for you buying into the program and the vision of us building these green teams and developing these leaders within the program. Thank you just for allowing us to do what we do, frankly.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So thank you. So on behalf of Leon, on behalf of Kyle, who's been with us for many years, Jeff, Sarah, let me give a shout out to Sarah, right? Sean, who's being active and engaged. I mean, all of our Maryland coaches, our certified coaching community, so many different people just helped play such a huge role. And we've got a lot more in store. Excited about the future. Once again, 10 years in, I feel like I'm just getting started. And I know you do the same, Leon. Hey, until next time, on behalf of the entire Lead 'Em Up team, I'm Adam. He is Leon. We are out.